Good morning. Welcome to our pre-show for you BSPs. And just got back from doing the KVEN Speed News morning show with Rich Galano, but filling in with Spence. Spence, thank you, dude. And why does the name Spence ring a bell? Spence, I should have asked you, did you work at K-Rock at one time? Long time ago? I don't know. I know Daryl Wayne has been on KVTA from time to time. The insane Daryl Wayne. And I remember him from the days at K-Rock. And we had a very pleasant, 20-minute wrap about Wednesday night. Wednesday night is the Ventura Comedy. It's going to be our appearance at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club for the Ventura Comedy Festival. And if you haven't gotten tickets yet, then I suggest that you do. It would be quite edifying. We got here. Sending Alex a message. Okay, Alex, got it. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Then we're going to be doing a show. We're doing a television excursion at about 2:30 this afternoon, which means what, Margaret?
Well, you have to call your dentist and cancel that appointment.
Yeah, boy, that's a heck of an appointment for you to cancel, Mr. Henry, a dental appointment.
Well, I guess I have to, you know.
Well, Phil, I think Bud, for the first time in many, many years, makes a very good point. You better, those teeth, woo!
Yeah, okay. So I have, why does my stomach
have acid reflux?
Hold on for a minute, man. I want to get this right, okay? For the first time in my life, as Margaret would say, I want to get something right. This is going to be a television show that we're going to be on. Now, I don't know the nature of this. Dig this. And I don't mean to say that, you know, it's weird because I don't know, because I don't get it, because I don't get a lot of shit, so that doesn't mean diddly. You know, it could mean that, you know, like the sun rises, and I don't get it, and people will say, well, the sun rises, and you just have to kind of live with that. Oh, okay. Now I know what I'm looking for. Here's Christine. Okay, Christine. Christine Johnston, who's the producer down there. No. I gotta just sort of, she's asking me for my email address. I'm gonna lay that on her right now. God damn it, man.
Just throw your hands in the air. Ooh, I like that. It's very much like throw your hands in the air. Oh, who hit me? God, the lights went out, Phil. Oh, she's lovely. Who is that?
That's a sportscaster-type woman.
Isn't she pretty? They're getting more and more beautiful women on the sportscasting. They used to be a little butch, a little horse-face, didn't they?
Yeah, well. Here it is, guys. Now, check it out, and I want you cats to listen to this very carefully. Those of you at and you are my BSPs, you're getting this information for the first time. We're going to be on The Rick Amato Show, Rick Amato Show, A-M-A-T-O, on One America News Network. One America News Network. This is as follows. It is on AT&T U-verse, channel 208 San Diego, and 1208 HD. Verizon FIOS, channel 116 San Diego, and 616 HD. CenturyLink, 209 San Diego and 1209 HD. I hope that makes sense. Also, this is what I have as your title, L3. I'm going to give her a you know, Christine asked me, you know, what is your title? You know, let's see, talk show host. I don't consider myself a talk show host. I consider myself a radio satirist, a comic actor, a writer. What about genius? Didn't you think that... What about that, huh?
Well, I think it should be. I think it should be very understated, the Phil G... and the genius, Phil Henry. Hey!
Yeah, we can do that, Mr. Henry.
No, I don't think so. Hold your hands in the air. Ooh. You know, performance artist, I think. I think that's what kind of what I am, you know, if you get right down to it, man, because most of the shit that I do is, like, not real or something, man. There's something kind of fucked up about it, you know? Okay. 3 Afghan soldiers missing from U.S. military base. Secret Service messes up, and we pay the price. No way. When dismissed by Braves. Some heavy-ass fucking football this weekend, huh? God damn, what the fuck happened to the 49ers? What the fuck happened to the Green Bay goddamn Packers? Of course, you guys have been paying very, very close attention to football this year. You are. I will, look at this pick. Is this against, who'd the Bengals beat? Was it Indianapolis? Oh, the Titans. Jesus Christ, they stink. Fucking Titans suck. Since the days of Steve McNair. Now, here come the goddamn 49ers, and Christ, did they stink this joint out. This kid Kaepernick, it ain't getting it done. You know, he's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. And I think everybody thought that Kaepernick was going to be the second coming of Steve Young, only a bigger, stronger, more muscular Steve Young, you know. I don't think so, man. Here this guy Stanton. They made Stanton look like a fucking genius. They were roughing the passer. All kinds of shit. 49ers felt they got robbed. They just played a shit game. Fucking shit game. You don't tell me they beat on that kind of fucking coverage, man. You get beat on that kind of a pass play, your coverage. This guy's hitting people over the middle, hitting people in the end zone over the middle, hitting people over double coverage. Bullshit, my man. All right. So let's take a look and see what gives on this glorious day. Hundreds of thousands turn out for climate march in New York. 3 Afghan soldiers missing from a U.S. military base. That's interesting. Are they terrorists? Have they decided that they want to live in America? Are they just illegal aliens? Let's take a look and see. We'll print it out. See what's up. Isn't that interesting? That's kind of fascinating. I don't know. We'll see. 3 Afghan soldiers missing from a base. And I believe the base is in Massachusetts. Secret Service messes up and we pay the price. This is that thing that happened on Friday night. This goddamn fucking guy jumps the fucking fence. What else we got here, man? No. Wrong, bitch. Wrong, bitch. May screening public at White House considers new rules, intruder in court. Reflections from a veteran White House performer. Is this the blog? They generally do a blog. It's Christian Science Monitor. God damn it. So anyway, guys, it was that kind of a weekend. Did a little bit of swimming, which I'm very grateful to be able to do. And, you know, hung out. I was in Los Angeles, hung out, had dinner at Casa Vega over there in Studio City. I haven't been there in a long time. Casa Vega is a great place. It's on Ventura Boulevard. It's in Studio City. It's a Mexican restaurant that isn't much to look at. And quite frankly, to be honest with you, it ain't all that great in terms of food. But there's something about the place, maybe its location, maybe something, that makes it a very inviting place to go and hang. And the bar is always full, but it's a very warm and friendly bar. There's never a lot of assholes there. The bartenders are happy guys. It's an old place, and it's a funky joint. You know, it's a funky town, man. L.A., my hometown. It's a funky town. But it was a very warm and inviting place for me on Friday night? The fuck did we go there? Friday or Saturday night? I forget which. Saturday night. Friday night. Went over Friday night. And it was there at the Casa Vega 8 years ago. It was 2003 or four. 2004. It was almost 10 years ago. 10 years ago. God, sorry. I was standing there with some friends at the bar. And we were imbibing and we were talking, as friends will. There was one, two, three, four of us. And we were talking and talking and talking. And there was a guy on the periphery. I think I've told this story on the air before, but it bears repeating. There was a guy that was standing on the periphery. I never forgot this guy. And he was sort of listening in. And as we were talking and making our different points, he would nod as if he was, you know, listening to this conversation. And I finally said to the guy, do we know you? I mean, do I know you? Are you, you know, maybe, you know, who are you, man? And he says, oh, I'm awfully sorry. No, you don't know me. He said, I come here. He said, my wife and I used to come here all the time. He said, but this is the anniversary, the 1 year anniversary of her death, of her passing. And so I came over here just to be here, you know, and I felt like the biggest asshole for just sort of saying, well, you know, because then it was just, you know, drinks around, man. We invited this guy to sit with us, and we invited him to hang with us, and we sort of, you know, rapped with this guy for the rest of the night and asked him about his wife and his life and everything. But it was, what a moment, you know, to, in the middle of just kind of your own fucking shit, you know, and, you know, hey, I'm me. And here's this man who was listening, and it was like he was, and he even said, you know, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit in a daze, you know, I've been depressed, and, you know, or I am, and he said, I apologize, but it's a year since my wife passed on. Now, you can say, as we're all very, very cynical here, we can say, well, was he really telling you the truth? Was it some kind of a story? Was he full of shit? I don't know. I can tell you that I kind of pride myself on knowing a little bit about people and knowing when and if they're bullshitting me. And not that I'm always successful, believe me, but it seemed like a real thing to me. And everybody that was with me felt the same thing. But, you know, I there I was. And I remember sitting last Friday night having a, let's see, what was I drinking? Oh, I was having my Don Julio. I had a couple of doubles of Don Julio. And I remember thinking about that guy. I was at the bar here, and I remember standing right here when that man, that was 10 years ago. And I felt so bad for him. Alibaba celebrates IPO in style at Cipriani in New York. Well, how about that, huh? Everybody making money, huh? Time for you and me. How are things with you guys, huh? Things are on the upswing here at our business. We're Secret Service. Did we get the Secret Service story? The print on this motherfucker is unbelievably small. I can't... 400,000 gather in New York for climate change, Mark. I can't even see the fucking print on this. Holy Christ. I gotta get more, hold your hands in the air. Hundreds of thousands turn out for People's March. Yeah, I can't use that, man. That is bad news, Jack. That ain't no good at all, man. I'm gonna have to do something that I always do. I'm gonna have to highlight this shit, you know. God damn. Is it possible to get around paying your electricity bill? What kind of a fucking thing is that, man? Or are they just talking about security? Hell, I don't know. Man, if I could, I would. Tell you that right fucking now, man. If I could, I would. If I could, I would, but if I can't, I won't. If I can, I will, but I don't if I do. And I will if I can't. And that's how we do that. All right. All done with that shit. Next up, when dismissed by Braves, Hart named interim. Oh, Wren dismissed by Braves. Look at the Braves are sucking it up. At least two dead from explosions in China's Xinjiang. Tony Blair asks UK to send. Tony Blair? Yes, Tony Blair, who's already dragged the UK into war in Iraq, has now urged Britain to send in ground troops to come back. You know, it's an amazing thing what this generation of Americans and the world has been, I would say, has been given the luxury to do, and that is to sort of, maybe it's a different way of looking at the world, I guess, which is that we don't necessarily preempt these threats. We wait for them. I don't know what's so fucking big the deal about it, man. I mean, these cats, you know, everybody from Clinton to Bush said it was going to be a long fight. Why the fuck are we surprised by this shit? How dumb and myopic and everything else under the sun can we possibly be? Police confident that we'll find Eric Frain after locating gun and ammo in the woods. Police are confident that we'll capture the gunman who killed a Pennsylvania state trooper. Motherfucker. Hannah Graham, what happened to the missing Virginia student? Did Michael Dunn kill Jordan Davis out of fear or loud music? What? Rhetoric versus reality on Rand Paul and voting rights. Young British Muslims use not in my name. One. All right, man. You dig it? Do I think we ought to use ground troops to take out ISIS? Yeah, but nobody's going to fucking agree with me on that. I just believe that this is a kind of a threat that has articulated itself as one that, you know, will target America and other countries. And we know what they do. They chop people's heads off. We know from past experience, so when we go into countries that have been taken over by these fascist regimes, which is exactly what that is, that we see all kinds of horrors before our very eyes. And I think for some Americans, it's okay. That's fine. Let the horrors take place. And then when we finally are prompted to, you know, then we'll see what happened and then we'll deal with it then. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Who's going to fight this fight? You know, it's interesting because, you know, Bush said it. Clinton said it. This is going to be a long war. Clinton said, I'll never forget President Clinton saying, following the arrest of those that New Year's Eve bomber, you remember, at the Washington border, he said, "This is a battleground now. America is now a battleground. America will be the future battleground for terrorists." And said that this is going to be a long war. President Bush said it's going to be a long war. Well, it's a long fucking war. Here it is. Now, what do we want to do? We want to make it all about American security. Let's beef up our security at home so these motherfuckers can't get in. It's kind of like in Night of the Living Dead, you know, going all the way down to the cellar, and that'll be the last line of defense. You know, we'll be in the cellar here and just lock the fucking door. Now, of course, the guy kept making the point in Night of the Living Dead. You go down there, that's a death trap. And, you know, you're bound to get the door kicked in, you cats are dead, right? As long as we're using these zombie images from God knows when. And I just think, man, that's like kind of going down to the cellar. Now, I know in the movie, he waited them out and they finally got shot by the... Somebody else came to the rescue, right? Well, who the fuck is that, man? I mean, if America's backed itself all the way into the fucking zombie cellar, who is it exactly that's going to come to our rescue? Don't know. Haven't seen them yet. Don't even know if they exist. However, Oh, don't be so silly, Phil. Those kinds of wars aren't fought anymore. There's no Hitlers anymore. There's none of that large first world militarist military machine that we have to deal with. Why, we can go in there, lickety-split, just a little airstrike here, a little airstrike there. In fact, we have no business. You would think that that people would see the obvious, but for us to get involved in the fucking thing in Iraq means that there's a whole lot of people that have to say that war in Iraq, they're going to have to sign off on war in Iraq when they spend all that time and trouble and all that energy and all that fucking stupidity on why we shouldn't be fighting Iraq. I'm glad we fought Iraq. I haven't changed my mind a fucking bit about it. Are you kidding me? It was all about terrorism. And that piece of shit had not been cooperative with the United Nations. We didn't have any real treaty with this piece of shit. It was an armistice. It was a ceasefire that we had with this guy. And he was basically begging people to take him on, you know. And he was also paying fucking terrorists to blow themselves up in God knows what pizza parlors, etc. The guy was sponsoring the kinds of terrorism that we're looking at now. I don't give a fuck if he wasn't in bed with Al-Qaeda. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't give a shit if we didn't find weapons of mass destruction. You want to know something? We went in, we did our own goddamn inspection, and that's good enough for me. And in the process, we took that piece of shit out. Some people would rather have that guy in there now so we don't have to deal with ISIS and all this. He would have dealt with it for us. These are the very same people, by the way, who told us that we never should have been dealing with Saddam Hussein in the first place, giving him weapons, gas, and all this. So in other words, these are motherfuckers got no plan for the future. All they have is a whole lot of finger wagging about shit that we did. What do you want to do now? You know, I remember talking to What's-Her-Face from Code Pink. So how would you do this? She didn't have gut. What are you? You might as well be talking to a fucking chihuahua, man. I mean, seriously. She had all these ridiculous fucking notions about sitting down and talking with these motherfuckers. You know. I'm just getting my... getting all my shit out here. Existing home sales slip 1.8. Distressed sales fall as investors back out. Plasser, hawkish chief of Philadelphia Fed to retire in March. By the way, my favorite hotel in Mexico, I can't fucking believe it. I can't fucking believe it. But I'm telling you right now, I saw prices for rooms, I mean big fucking suites, for $5 a night. Now, $500 a night is a lot of fucking money. That's a lot of goddamn money. But you know something? Those rooms used to go for $1,800, $2,000 a night. And now they're going for $500 a night. And I think it has to do with the fear that people have of, you know, terrorists and all that shit down there, the drug war that's going on and the kidnapping of Yankees. And I think it also has to do with, there's that, and just the general, you know, the economy itself, the tourist economy to Mexico itself has just been soft. A lot of it driven by that shit, but I'm telling you right now, I couldn't fucking buy. This place is goddamn gorgeous, and it's a nonstop flight from L.A., and I'm stunned, man. I'm stunned. It's the most beautiful place I've ever been to in my life in terms of a hotel. Most beautiful fucking hotel I've ever been to in my life. Just, and when I say beautiful, I don't mean just the scenery. I mean the atmosphere, the just everything about it, you know. I remember I read, it was a great trip that I took there. I was there with Maria, my wife, my ex, and I read a book about Maximilian, the emperor of Mexico, and I was just, oh, Christ, it was great. I was just all, yes, I'll have another two fingers of the Lima juice, please. All right, we're going to get ready here. 3 minutes to go. Okay. Rockefeller heirs divest oil assets that built fortune. Isn't that interesting? What? Hawkish chief of Philadelphia Fed to retire in March. Existing home sales slip. What is this about the Rockefellers? I think this is, they're divesting themselves of their... Oh, it's a goddamn video report.
Ay-yay-yay, fucking yay. I don't want it. No, man, I don't give a shit.
Shouldn't it say video? It should. Should show you what it... Two minutes to go. Phil Hendry, thank you. You're welcome. Heirs divest oil assets. Rockefeller... From fossil fuels. Rockefeller Fund divorces itself from fossil fuels. This is a company that was... This is a family that built its money on oil. How about that? Tesco investors vent amid probe into Overland profit. They probed the new iPhone sales top 10 million in first weekend. I'm not going to go down and stand in motherfucking line, bitch. I am waiting. I don't give a fuck. I don't have to have that motherfucking phone that goddamn fast. All right, sports fans. Test, 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 test. Testing, testing, testing. Test, test. All right, good morning. I just plugged this back into our Listen Live and to our good, fine, close personal friends at iTunes. And we're groovy and we're digging who we are, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, whatever that means, Phil.
Yeah, you're talking some beatnik shit now that...
Well, not beatnik, I'm kind of hippie.
Yeah, I'm hippieing out, man, that's all. There was a big thing going on in Wall Street. Well, we'll get to all of this stuff as we commence our show for today. Is this Monday? It is. It's Monday, the 44th of September. No, it's Monday, the 22nd of September, or if you will, September. September is the last week of September, I think. So... Welcome to the show. We hope that you enjoy our little offering. Let me put my glasses on, man, because I'm freaking blind. We pay more for energy while China skips climate event and keeps polluting. So say Stuart Varney. Makes sense to me, but how the hell would I know?